Fartzu Chomos Bigdalai. So we make reference in the song of Maus Tzur. When Chazal tell us that the Yevonim made breaches, they made holes, they smashed through the walls surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the prerequisite of Fartzu Chomos Bigdalai v'Timuchol Hashmanim. They were only able to be Metameh the Shemen, which of course set into motion the entire Nes of Chanukah because they were successful in being Fartzu Chomos Bigdalai. So that term, a pirtza, a break, a breach, actually has a very, very halachic significance. There's a halachic connotation of what constitutes a pirtza. And in fact, just if you get to literally the first Mishnah, Maseches Erev, and you realize right away that the term pirtza is actually the opposite in halacha of another term that plays out in terms of Hilchos Chanukah, and that is the term of Pesach. The very opening sugyas in Maseches Erev talk about how do you know whether a hole in a wall is a Pesach, whether a hole in the wall is a pirtza? If it's a Pesach, then you can carry in that area. If it's a pirtza, if it's a breach, it's a break, then you cannot carry. So it's important to identify what's called a Pesach, what's called a pirtza. Neres Chanukah clearly plays a role in terms of a Pesach. Meniach HaPesach HaBayis, or Pesach HaChotzer, or Shalom Rishonim, exactly what you do light the Neres Chanukah, but for sure you light it on a Pesach. So what is it about a pirtza, that's something which is very negative, which undermines the Beis HaMikdash? And what is it about a Pesach that we're actually looking for? A Pesach is a good thing. A Pesach is actually where the Neres Chanukah is supposed to be placed. So I think the answer is fairly obvious, that when you have any inside structure, you have to have some way of getting in and out. If not, it's going to get very, very difficult to spend the rest of your life inside that structure. So, there's got to be a way out to get air once in a while. There's got to be a way, you got to get food once in a while. You have to have some kind of interaction with something that's outside of your dala, unless you're living in a bubble in the Antarctica or something. You got to get out, even there, you got to get out once in a while. So, there has to be a Pesach. Even the best Rosh Hashanah in the world has a door. So what's the difference between a Pesach that's okay and a Pirtza that's a problem? So the answer is very simple. A Pesach has a door to it. And even if it's some kind of a special halacha mashu b'sidi v'tzuris a Pesach, that you can get away without a door, but it's got to look like a doorway. According to some Rishonim, it even has to have hinges like a door. Okay, we'll make it like that in Hilchos Erevin. But it's got to look pretty much like the tzur of what a doorway looks like. A Pirtza is just a smash, just a breach, just there's nothing there, there's no ability to even close the door if possible. So the chayra, the imagery, the symbolism is fairly obvious. That we're in a Beis HaMikdosh, we're in a Mikdosh Mat, we're in a Beis HaMedrash. So, yeah, we're not going to spend our entire lives inside this room. So there are doors here. Some of the doors are alarmed. We don't really know whether they're alarmed or not. Some of the doors you can walk through. Some of the doors, you got to go out. You got to get lunch today. You got to go, I don't know, get back to your room, take a nap, lay down, whatever you can do. So you have to sometimes leave the Beis HaMedrash. So the question is, what is this thing? What is the barrier between you and the outside world? So if what's there is the Pesach, namely that you know how to close the door, and you know when you belong in the Beis Medrash, and most important, you know what doesn't belong in the Beis Medrash, and you know what doesn't belong in a Makom Kadosh, if you know how to close the door properly, so then it's great, then it's wonderful, and then you can even walk in and out of the door every once in a while. But if it's a pirtza, if it's parutz, if there are no bounds, there's no limitations, and everything goes, and the outside world is totally, completely, has its complete shlita over what goes on in the walls of the Beis Medrash, so that's exactly what Yavin wanted. Appearances we cannot tolerate. Pesach we can have, but appearances we cannot tolerate. Every once in a while, you have a Pesach, and it's not exactly clear, is it a Pesach or not? So the first mission of Maseches Erev tells us, so you can put a korah up across the top, you can put a beam across the top, and hocus pocus, now you're allowed to carry there. But not so simple. The mission of Erev begins with, if the korah is too high, it's more than 20 amos up, you can't see it. So then, if you can't see it, it ain't there. It doesn't do the job. It doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to do. It's not surprising, of course, that the shear of 20 amos and the Gemara itself makes this connection between the Torah that's above 20 amos and the Nechanukah that's above 20 amos as well. If you have a Pesach and you have your Nechanukah there, but it's so far away, you can't even see it, then it doesn't do the job. It's not going to be there as a protection. It's not going to guide you. The light of the Torah is not going to guide you to keep the Beis Medrash Kedosh Kedoshim. So Rabbi says, B'nai Yeshiva, so our job is to primarily live in the world of the Beis Medrash. Every once in a while we open up our doors. When our doors are open, make sure that Ner Chanukah is visible. Make sure that Torah Kedosha goes with you. You can see it wherever you go. Don't fall into the trap of building pirzas and having breaches in walls. Let's stick to Ner Chanukah, B'Pesach Abayis, Pesach Chotzer, in order to be able to be guarded by the light of Torah properly. Have a wonderful, wonderful, fast Chanukah, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.